Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're almost in baseball season. In fact, we've already started baseball. It's unbelievable as cold as it is out there. And I have Mr. Jack Jolly on today, and we're going to be talking about a number of things. Of course, baseball will be one of them. He's the foremost authority on baseball in this community. And we will let you know that this part of his show is brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means At Home Care is hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care, 713-4639, or you can reach them on the internet at homecaretennessee.com. That's 713-4639. Good morning, Mr. Jack Jolly.
Good morning, Truman. Glad to see you today. It's a perfect baseball day. I'm looking I'm looking forward to the Middle Tennessee State University and the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns coming in here tonight. They are leading the Sun Belt Conference right now, mm-hmm. and we'll just see how good they're going to be. And Middle won a big game the other night, beating Vanderbilt, number two in the nation, number three.
That's a great game.
And Tim Corbin is a fine person to coach from Vanderbilt. When he came out, and he said the problem was MTSU's pitcher said they just handled our hitters something off. And that I talked to Jim before that. Jim's real, as we said a long time ago, Jim's going to do a great job.
He really is.
And he and his assistants, best they possibly can. Now, they did lose, got swept up at Western in the conference, and that's a bad way to start off, but you can always come back. Mm-hmm. And what they need to do, at least take two out of three from Louisiana Lafayette, and they probably will. I know I hate to put the monkey on their back, but they've got to win at home. Tonight they're going to throw their ace, and I like the kid, but he's kind of like in Forrest Gump, a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. On a day like today, I asked Chuck Taylor was mm-hmm. one of them. And then I asked Don Cooper, our pitching coach in Chicago. And by the way, I'm with the Chicago White Sox. That's the only baseball team that really is in Chicago, and I want to make that straight.
What happened to the Cubs? Are they not in Chicago?
Who are the Cubs?
Do you remember a man by the name of Ernie Banks that played shortstop?
Not really. I'm not that old.
Hey, big boy. He was a pure baseball player.
Absolutely.
He said that he wished that he could play baseball every day and a doubleheader every day.
And that's exactly right. And I just had to throw that in. You know how that goes, Truman.
When you start baseball as early as you do now, the weather is really not conducive for baseball right now. It's really not. So we're not really seeing the teams like they're going to be 3 or 4 weeks from now as the weather warms up. We're going to see it more like baseball should be than it is now, because, you know, when you're cold and you're out there playing baseball, it changes you.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Yeah. Chuck and Don told me, I asked him, Chuck was in Montreal, and of course, Chicago, you know how that is, about that, pitching in cold weather. He said, no, it didn't bother him that much. Said, once you get warmed up, and the thing that bothers them is if you have to sit in the dugout and your own ball club has a good rally, you know, scores three or four runs, something like that. Now, that's when what hurts, because they're cold by then.
Yeah.
And Chuck didn't seem like it mattered that much to him, and Don didn't either, because nowadays they have heaters in their dugouts, and they have big heavy coats that they put on, and they take care of them. But you're right, Truman, the baseball itself, unless your hands are warm, it doesn't feel right.
Right.
And it's like anything like that. I mean, no, this isn't weather. I've been asked, Truman, what's the coldest I had watched when I was scouting? I said, well, Dolly was with me. We were in Austin Peay, and it was snowing. Snowing. And we were sitting there with a blanket over us and me trying to get a shot with my radar gun. I finally made her take the radar gun so I could write down. That was one of the coldest. One of the coldest was about 29 degrees right out here. They were playing Louisville, and I had to see a shortstop from Louisville, and the wind was blowing right in. And then there was another one in Jackson, Tennessee, where the snow snowed out the second ball game. And at Knoxville, believe it or not, I never did really run into a really cold up in Knoxville or someplace like that. But, you know, it's strange in baseball. I always said this now. You can tell when it's baseball season, because people come in with overcoats and with blankets. And in football season, they wear shorts and T-shirts.
But, you know, baseball used to be, is always played in warm weather. Your training was done at the Grapefruit League down in Florida, where the weather was always nice. And then even up to World Series, it was played when it was fairly warm. Even when it was in New York, we're talking about September, and when they played, I think it was 154 games, I believe, when they used to play. And it was more conducive to baseball. And now you watch the World Series, and you can see their breath. It's so cold, and when they're out there playing. And it just something that I guess maybe we've outlived that particular time, because I cannot get comfortable watching
that. I can't either. And to see them actually play in rain, where it's you running through mud puddles on the thing, I can't buy that either. But once they get crowd in there, they don't want to give that money back. Play, you know, without getting money. And it's all money, money, money. Anyway.
I got to watch a game in St. Louis. I had some of my friends with me. And one of them had a little bit of influence. So we were sitting in the skyboxes watching them hit batting practice and pitch. And it was about 90 degrees. You know how hot it gets in St. Louis in the summertime. And it's real humid. But we were up there watching. It was comfortable. And one of the guys says, well, do you want to watch it up here, or you want to go down? And the seats were right behind first base. And I said, no, this is not baseball. We got to go down there and be in the stands. And it was so nice. Probably we were sitting in our own sweat. It was so hot. But that was pure heaven to me, eating a hot dog, drinking a Coke, and sitting there and just enjoying the sun and watching the ball game.
And peanuts.
And peanuts, yeah.
Absolutely. I've been the same way in those skyboxes in baseball. When it gets in the summer, mm-hmm. no, that's not a place to sit and watch baseball. I noticed the, well, of course, I was coaching high school here, and I remember playing McGavock one day. It was in the 40s, mm-hmm. and the second game, it started snowing and snowed us out, mm-hmm. and it was just miserable for me and the boys. You know, when you sit in the dugout and you don't have anything to put over you and like that, and it's tough trying to hit. You take a bat, it stays right there, and it gets cold, and you try to warm up that. I think that's the reason so many of them are wearing gloves now.
You know, I think of baseball as being eternally young. And there's something about when you grow up playing baseball, it just consumes you. And you meet the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And basically, baseball is really still a kid's game. And throw all the money out and all the other things that come involved in negotiations on contracts and stuff like that. If I was a owner or manager or whatever, I'm looking for that guy that has talent but also loves the game. If you don't have that, it's just like you had all these great things that you've done in your life. You've been a coach, you've played ball, you've been a teacher. All of those things involve the love of whatever career you're going into. And that's amazing how you've been blessed with that.
You're right, Truman. I'm going to get on something kind of about that. You told me the other day that you saw your grandson playing baseball.
Right.
Down at Smyrna, I believe.
Yes. And it was cold that day.
Yeah. And I've got a grandson that's playing baseball. He's on one of these travel teams mm-hmm. now. I don't like that, but I don't get to run that family mm-hmm. as my wife abruptly told me that I don't have anything to do with
Dolly
that.
Dolly will chastise you from time to time.
Yes, she does. But she brought up, I don't know, something. I said, talking about Jackson, that's my name of my grandson. Mm-hmm. I said, Jackson just doesn't have the appeal that you need to play baseball. And I was thinking, of course, we argued a little bit about something or another. And I said, I just go back and remember. And this is strange. I said, I remember the Truman Jones day playing for Gilbert Sharon at Little League Yankees. And Kenneth Snail, yeah. I remember him playing for him. And I remember so many of them. And
we were talking about Ronnie Coleman the other day
yeah.
also.
Oh, I forgot about that. Somebody told me that Ronnie Coleman was on.
He was on my show, and I enjoyed him so much. Because I hadn't seen him except for at the old-timers, and we got to sit down and talk, and that was special.
Well, Ronnie's I think so much of Ronnie, mm-hmm. and he knows that, and it's so much fun to be around. Reminds me of Gary Eakes, yeah. Ronnie Coleman, Teddy Morris, Kenneth.
Teddy Morris's grandson plays on our team.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, Eli.
Which team is that?
The Rattlers.
How old are they? 9?
They're 10, 11. Well, let's see, I'm not sure they're even in 10 now. True will be 12 this September. Oh. So it's in that 11, 12 year.
Well, Jackson's just 9.
Little League group.
And I was, of course, wanting him to play out at SportsCom. Mm-hmm. In that, I always had a lot of respect for the Kiwanis Club mm-hmm. when they ran them. And
this is the NBA.
And
yeah.
The Optimist Club, you know, with Dick Palmer and Ray Duffy, how much they did for baseball.
Dickie's kind of like, he didn't fall too far from the tree either, because he's just like you. Baseball's been his life. I mean, all sports, of course, he's announced everything.
But, yes, he has.
But when it comes, I think baseball's always been his true love.
It has. And there's so many in this town that just love baseball, mm-hmm. and it has been their life. For instance, when we had the old-timers this past, I've been going to old-timers since the late 70s, I think 79. And I believe when we had the old-timers last month, wasn't it?
Right.
That was one of the best we've ever had. And I think it was probably one of the largest we've ever had.
We're starting to have more younger people start coming in. As you remember, it was started back when you and Homer Jones and Wormy and Mr. Hopgood and
Cheater Stockard.
Cheater Stockard. Yeah, it's a great bunch. And now,
well, Bob Lester really is the one.
Yeah, right.
His money really, bless his heart. He just was not appreciated by baseball enough here. Probably
right.
every time we have old timers, he should be mentioned. But it was really great, I have to say that. And I hope it. You know, you're talking about the youth that was that was there. And yet there was one man there that was 93 years old.
Sure was. And I think Dan Whittle brought him, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But he was there to honor him for all of his years that he put into baseball.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And it, you know, we don't want to forget those people. So it was wonderful, I know that much. You know, I got another thing that has come up in my family, and we're not here to talk about my family. If anybody wants to call and ask me a question or either whatever you want to say, mm-hmm. you're tired of hearing me. And
nobody gets tired of you.
Well, whatever the case is, I got a situation. You know, I'm Oakland High School.
Yeah, I wore the jersey just for you today.
I appreciate that. Red, white, and blue, my heart right there. I also got purple and gold, too. That will never go away. I even got green and white, too, for Walter Hill.
That's amazing.
You can't forget that. Now, I don't have my Tullahoma colors anymore. But anyway, I have a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be a cheerleader at Riverdale.
Wow.
Next year. Mm-hmm. And they've been kidding me. I was kidded yesterday by a guy. I said, I'm going to bring you a Riverdale shirt and a cap. And I said, I'll never wear that. I said, I will not cheer against them, but I'm not going to wear a Riverdale shirt. No disrespect, but anyway, I was thinking, if you look, there's so many ex-Oakland people that are connected to athletes over mm-hmm. at Riverdale. For instance, the Middleton girl that's so good in basketball.
Very good.
Her mother was Celeste Peacock mm-hmm. that played it at Oakland and was so tremendous there. And she's got a daughter there now, and
she'll be back next year too.
Oh, will she?
Yeah.
And I think the Davenport girl.
Yes.
Believe her mother went to. I may be wrong about that. Her dad mm-hmm. went to Oakland, but that's that way. Even at Blackman mm-hmm. and Siegel was the worst one that really got Oakland's children that. They were kin to the. Their parents went to Oakland.
You're going way back because when they first began the schools, we're talking about Oakland Riverdale. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of competition at that time, as you remember, because everybody was wanting the Central High School teachers and the faculty pretty much, and it was an interesting time. And now I think all of that is gone, but the rivalry is still there.
Not as bad as it was. I know it seems like Siegel and Oakland There's a big rivalry there.
Yeah, and, you're starting to see new rivalries come up. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Jack Jolly.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM-FM is everywhere you need us to be.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Jim Williams. A Memphis woman, 34-year-old Quindell Edgerton, who was arrested on DUI, is also charged with child endangerment. She had seven kids in her car at the time she was allegedly driving drunk. Edgerton was arrested Thursday afternoon on Mud Island. An officer said her speech was slurred. She smelled of alcohol. She claimed to have had a couple beers, but her blood alcohol content measured 0.175, the intoxication threshold less than half of that at 0.08. Five kids in the backseat ranged in age from about 5 to 15. It's a one-way food fight. It's resulted in criminal charges.
A Clarksville wife has been convicted of throwing hot oatmeal at her husband. Karen Jeffries was found guilty Thursday of reckless aggravated assault. She dumped oatmeal on her husband while he was asleep in 2011, which caused severe burns.
CRN's Andrew Warren. And a Memphis federal judge has sentenced Vincent Jones to 10 years in prison for sex trafficking. Prosecutors and defense agreed in recommending that sentence. It's below the federal guidelines. Jones was convicted of conspiring with his girlfriend Kayla Bray to traffic teenage girls. Both said the mastermind was Bray. She's serving a 14-year prison term.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
Joblessness across the volunteer state going up just a little.
Tennessee's unemployment rate for February is reported slightly up from January. State Workforce and Development puts it at 7.8, up from 7.7%. The national unemployment rate for the month stands at 7.7%.
TRN's Dan Idem. Lindsay Lowe's attorney says he will appeal her murder convictions. The Hendersonville woman was found guilty Tuesday of smothering her newborn twins to death in September of 2011. Lawyer John Pellegrin describes Lowe as very upset, says the Sumner County Jail is keeping a close eye on her. She's already been sentenced to life in prison. And a man facing attempted murder charges after a couple dodged bullets in their North Nashville home set on fire last night. Jim Williams, TRN News.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the Catfish Special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all-you-can-eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Southern Community Bank. Unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With a sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
Weather Eye.
We have a slight chance for snow and then mixing with a little bit of rain as we warm into the upper 40s, overcast skies, and south winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, 37.
Our WGNS Good Neighbor of the Day is Tricia Dunn. She receives flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts for being nominated as our Good Neighbor. Gwen Cagle, happy birthday to you, receiving the birthday cake from our friends at Junior's Foodland.
Don't wait. Getting affordable state minimum coverage from Safe Auto is so easy you barely have to lift a finger. The benefits are so obvious. Safe Auto keeps you legal and saves you money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today. Drive safe. Spend less. Safe Auto.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
And welcome back with Mr. Jack Jolly. And this part of his show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes is a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road. Well, Jack, you know, we spent a lot of time just talking in the car, just sitting outside of the radio station about some of the things and baseball in particular and some of the people that we know. And, you know, one thing is so funny. There's a few names that come up from the people that are my age or close to my age that have been brought up here and gone through school and played ball or whatever. And the names, your name always comes up no matter what we're talking about. And, you know, we've talked about Mr. Pate and Mr. Sharon, who I love like a family member. But you have touched so many people. And when Ronnie Coleman was on last time, I mentioned him, he spent a lot of time relating how much you meant to his life. And he can attribute his success, a lot of it, directly to you.
Well, I appreciate that. We talked about Ronnie a while ago. I think so much of him. I'm sure he told you. I remember when his daddy passed away. It was during his Babe Ruth. And he was on the All-Star team. Yeah. I'm sure he told you about that.
Oh, yeah. He was very good. We all say that, don't we?
We'll get off of that, what I tried to make him do. And anyway, I was assistant principal at Tullahoma High School when he had gotten out of the service. He had been in Vietnam, and he taught over there and did such an excellent the job over there. And we've always been close about that, and I do think so much of Ronnie. They were, when I was at Adams Place, not once, but three times, he and a lady, a nice lady that he's with now, Peggy, they would come by to see me, and we'd talk about Tullahoma, and it's great. I enjoyed that. And back to the old-timers again, I left somebody out, and I apologize. Your brother, Mike, has done so much for that.
He has worked hard.
And Robbie, she was Robbie Fitzhugh. Now she's Robbie Fitzhugh Jones.
Steve and Ann's daughter.
And
has a brother named Mike also.
And she kind of gets on me in church every once in a while, but she's been so sweet. And I said she always listens to this, and I'll say hello to you, Robbie. And hope to see her Sunday, but Mike and last year have done so much, and one person in there I want to really recall about baseball is Bill Allen.
Oh, yes.
Bill was in World War II. He was in the landing. He was in the Navy. He was in the landing at D-Day. Mm-hmm. And he's been in baseball for so long, and he's done so much for that. And Bill's 88 years old, and he's one of the best-looking 88 years old.
He sure doesn't
look it. Guys I've ever seen. He's done so much of that, and there are others that are
Yeah, we don't forget Newt Malloy. He's pretty That's much going right. to take over. And then, of course, Eddie Taylor has done a good job, and Ed Todd, and you've already mentioned Larry. I probably...
Roy, I forgot who all else, but Newt, he called me back a long time ago and asked me, did I know the first names of everybody that had been in the Hall of Fame? I said, well, come over, I'll do the best I possibly can. And I had so much information, and I could tell him what their names were. And he has. He's gone through that. And if you go back to 1975 or 4, I don't remember when it was, he's got the first names of almost everyone that's on there now. And that's hard to do. And
it's quite a few. Well, it's been five every year been nominated and elected in, except for maybe 1 year, or at least 1 year, we had six because we had a tie. So we felt like it was the best thing to do was just go ahead and have six in there. And of course, one we left off, and the reason I want to bring this up so much, not only because he's been so worked so hard with us, is Homer Brown from Rockvale.
Oh, yeah,
because his daughter was one of the first baseball players I remember here in Rutherford County. And she was everybody thought, oh, you know, a girl playing baseball, she was great. She outdid the boys.
They were great athletes. Yeah. He's got another one, too. Well, one of them's a teacher out at Oakland, I believe, or is in counseling. I don't remember. I may be wrong there.
Is that Christy? I don't.
Could be. Yeah. I'm not sure. I saw her out there some time ago.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Mm-hmm. Caller, welcome aboard with Jack Jolly.
Hey, Mr. Jolly. I used to play at Christian a long time ago. Horace Martin.
Horace Martin, yeah.
Horace, what are you doing?
Hey, you remember you caught five, charged a foul on me in a row against St. Rose, and I fouled out of the game?
Which one was that?
Against St. Rose at Critchlow, when we played at Critchlow.
I remember plenty at Critchlow. Which one you want to call, talk about?
You know Mr. Hedrick? Roger Hedrick?
Oh, yeah. Roger did his, he was a blessed guy. He was from Kentucky.
Yeah, he was a good guy. He went to Mr. Nelson, too.
He was the first student teacher that I had at Critchlow. That was back in the 60s, and he did such a good job that Mr. Hobgood hired him, and he stayed in the system. I don't think he ever did retire till he came down with his sickness. And
they should never tore that school down, should they?
Yes, he could. Roger,
they should have kept that school there.
Roger was an excellent person with students.
Basketball, too.
Yes, he was.
He's a neat basketball player, too. Kentucky, from Kentucky.
What you been doing, Horace?
Protesting on Breville Road. That's what I've been doing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Always
I've been on Channel 2 and 5 already, and then front page of the newspaper.
Okay.
Thanks, Horace.
Hey. You're a great guy.
Thank you, Horace. You're a good person. I remember Horace a long time ago.
Yeah.
Horace, good boy.
It's always good to hear from him, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Especially people like that that come out and you haven't heard from them in years. Horace was at Critchlow. We've talked about that before, Truman. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me, he said, Jack, how come you know so many people? I said, well, I don't know that many, but I was born and raised here. I was around baseball with my father so much, and he worked the VA hospital. And I went to Critchlow Elementary School, and I had friends there. And then eventually went to Central High School and had friends there, and Middle Tennessee State, and had some friends there. And then I started teaching at Walt Hill High School, so I had, you know, people like James Barrett there. Mm-hmm. Bobby Wilson was on my basketball team. Peanut McCrary was there. Mm-hmm. Joe David Leahy was there. Randall Summers was there. I had all of those. And I had just so many there. And then I taught at Critchlow and had them there. I had people like Shirley Ferris Jones now. Mm-hmm. These people have grown up now, and they're getting old, which makes me a little bit older. But I've had so many of them, you know. And I had football players at Critchlow like Bobby Morton, mm-hmm. and Teddy Morris, Ed Lowry, you know, one with Charles Smith, yeah, and basketball players.
It's amazing how those names just run through you like they're all family members. And they really are, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And
one thing we were talking about earlier before we came over the radio station was how the respect difference, as it's shown to teachers and people of authority, has changed somewhat. Not altogether. I mean, there are still the kids out there that when they come up to an adult, it's still yes, sir, and no, sir, or yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, things like that. And, you know, it's something that's hard for us when we've gone through our particular eras, that when we see a child come up, or a young person to an adult, and they say no and yeah and mm-hmm. stuff like that, it's hard to listen to that. I mean, it really is, because it's ingrained in us, I guess.
Yeah,
we were
taught
to respect.
That's right.
People of authority or older than us, I kind of would like to recall all that, although, you know, we try to keep our kids and our kids do, but our grandkids too, into that particular mode of respect. And it'd be nice if we could maintain that. But there's so many things that have gone, that have changed, the changes are not due to what the teachers and people in authority are doing different. It's just the way that a lot of them are just basically brought up.
That's exactly right, and a lot of them are going to change. I'm going to raise my children like this, mm-hmm. and a lot of teachers are going to change. They're going to teach like this, mm-hmm. you know, buddy, buddy, buddy. I remember a case back in the 40s. It was from a family here that I thought a lot of us, his sister and I, went to school together. And he became a teacher. And his first name was Buddy. I won't say who the last name was. Mm-hmm. But he had a job over in Tullahoma. This was in the early 50s. He was younger than I am. But anyway, he had a job over there. And he said, he went in and he told him, you can just call me Buddy by the first name. Mm. He lasted one half a year. The point there is no respect. If they don't have respect for you, you know, they don't have any respect for themselves. Mm. That's what it is, Truman. Yeah. If you don't have respect for yourself, you're not going to have respect for anyone else. I want to tell you something about a certain fireman we have here that I think so much of, Mike Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Don't know whether you know Mike or not. He was the first 1,000-yard runner at Oakland High School mm-hmm. in football. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. Mike was not a bad boy at all, but his family, he had a hard time out of his family. And they put him in my room. And I was the kind that, whether you like it or not, I'm not saying I am, of course, Ray Hughes was another one. Mm-hmm. All the teachers at that time were the same way. And I told Mike out in the hall, I said, you're going to behave in my class. If you don't, I'm going to handle you a different way. And he turned out he's one of the finest people on earth. Mm-hmm. I've never seen. Years ago, Dolly and I were sitting out at Jason's Deli, and we were eating right there, and I saw Mike coming in. His wife was over there and her family. And he walked by, and I asked him, I said, pardon me, I said, if my house caught on fire, can anybody here put it out? And he said, oh, Mr. Jolly. And we hugged each other. And he told Dolly, he said, I owe so much to this man. I'm not bragging on myself. Please, please don't take this way. But I'm just trying to give an example of what respect will do. He said, if it hadn't been for this man, I would be in prison probably now. I said, you wouldn't? He said, yes, I would. I said, I appreciate, you know. It's one of those cases, Truman. Well, Truman, you were in a job for years. You know how it is, yeah. More than anybody else in Rutherford County. If you don't have respect, they don't respect anything. They don't respect their parents. They don't respect God. They don't respect police, mm-hmm. anything.
All kids want discipline and they want love.
True.
And it comes together. And I was watching television the other day, and I was in total shock where this one school district, and not around here, has adopted a rule that you cannot hug the students. And I was thinking, what in the world? And what it reminded me of was when Bubba Howe, Pusher's boy, was working for us with school resource officer, and he would come in and talk to me about how much he loved being in the school at Rockvale. And he said, there's nothing like going into the school and all the kids coming up and hugging you. And he said, they treat you like rock stars. And he said the relationship is something that he has found that he really couldn't do without. It was just something, the love between an authority figure and the kids coming up and showing their gratitude. They're just something special.
My daddy asked me a long time ago, Truman, I passed a examination to work for the federal government. Mm-hmm. And you remember Bob Burkett.
Oh, yes.
And
well,
many people do. I had a job at Huntsville. It was a federal job that paid three times more than what I was making in education. And I didn't take it. And of course, my dad was he worked for the VA hospital. Mm-hmm. He could not understand that because of what I made and benefits and everything like that. And to be honest with you, Truman, I just enjoyed teaching or being around. Mm-hmm. Maybe I wasn't a good teacher,
no,
I'll admit
were.
It. But I enjoyed being around kids so much. They just kept my blood flowing. It was just a different feeling. It just kept you going every day. Now, you got disgusted,
see,
like anything else, when you couldn't get some to do exactly what you want. And that's what happened later on in life when I was teaching after 35 years, John Swofford, Ray Hughes, all that, Gail Blair, Bobby Modrell, I can name so many people, mm-hmm. last year, if you want to go on, different ones like that.
Is Bobby Modrow still around here?
Yes, he is.
I hear he's locked up somewhere behind the trees down in Milton. Is that right?
Well, here's what he wants. He wants the post office back at Milton.
Ah.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that live out in that area back in the hills and things like that. And I didn't know they had closed it, but they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Bobby's picture the other day, and that's what he was complaining. Didn't look like it did any good the way things are going now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, Truman, they're just different answers now that I read in the paper every day. They're going to change this in schools. They want to go to waivers. They want to go to charter schools, mm-hmm. so forth and so on. I'll tell you one thing I learned. When I got out of the eighth grade back in the 40s, 1943, I believe it was, 42. Anyway, my father was in the Navy during World War II. We went to Norfolk, Virginia, and they had, in the eighth grade, they had Virginia history, and they had algebra and stuff, and they put me back because I had not had that in Tennessee. Now, they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you've got places like Central Middle. Mm-hmm. No, it's Central Magnet, excuse me. But you have McFadden,
mm-hmm.
which is for exceptional kids that mm-hmm. can play a piano, outstanding in a...
And their moms work with them every night. I've got a grandkid over there.
Have you?
Yes, and he will be going to Central Magnet, which tickles me to death. I am so happy that Central Magnet, it has a Central High School again.
Yeah.
When it closed down from being a high school to a middle school, like a lot of us, the alumni, it bothered me. It really did. But now that it's changed back, it's kind of something special for me.
That kind of upset me because I couldn't get my granddaughter to go over there. She wanted to go with her buddies to Rockville, and that turned out...
Which is a good school.
Yes, it was outstanding school. Now they've told her she's going to Riverdale, that she has to be in it. Exceptional classes, whatever they call now. I mean, that's getting by with taking what you used to take. I couldn't go to school now. I don't think I could pass through.
I've had older teachers tell me that they could not teach today.
I couldn't.
And it's not that they don't have command of whatever the curriculum is in their particular classes. It's just the way the schools have changed on how you treat the kids. I think that's the biggest thing.
Well,
and the way that you have to teach. They do control that.
You know, I was assistant principal at Tullahoma, and I had discipline for both boys and girls, and girls were 10 times worse than boys. And I've been told that girls are more trouble than boys are in school about half the time. Now, I
don't believe that's the way it was when I went to school.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
The troublemakers were always the boys. Always.
Or maybe the girls were just smarter.
Yeah, they were instigating it all.
That's the way it was. I don't know. But it's so nice. I said this years ago to the city council. I was up there for something. It's so nice to wake up every morning in the city of Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Every how it's going.
It is.
It's going too big.
It is.
But it's wonderful to get up here and look forward to whatever is going to take place today. And there's so much to do.
One of my dreams, and I'm sure it's one of yours too, I always hope that one day we would get Major League Baseball in Middle Tennessee. If they could do that, that would be the one time that I would buy season tickets no matter what.
They tried that. Larry Schmidt, though, tried so hard. But the trouble with that was Larry. Larry Schmidt, though, would make Jesus mad. I shouldn't have said that on the radio, and
did.
I apologize. Or maybe he's one of the kind that would boo Santa Claus. He was one of the most difficult human beings I've ever known and still know to deal with. And
but he would come to our old-timers baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he used to.
I think there was talk at one time of maybe us actually having baseball here in Rutherford County. I had heard that.
They did.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Jack Jolly.
Get your fire ant problem under control with help from Haynes Trebay Hardware. Right now, a four-pound bag of fire ant treatment is free after a $4 mail-in rebate. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Trebay Hardware. This easy-to-use insecticide destroys the mound in as little as 12 hours. Plus, it kills the queen and the colony, too. Find this and other pest control products when you shop today at Haynes Trebay Hardware. Right now, a four-pound bag of fire ant treatment is free after a $4 mail-in rebate. Haynes Trebay Hardware on Memorial behind Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Toots. Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
Murfreesboro Outdoors has the boots and clothes to make your next outdoor adventure more adventurous. Murfreesboro Outdoors has men, women, and children's clothing to make your camping more enjoyable.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Broad Street next to International Paper.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
Well, we're getting short of time, Jack. Is there anything that you wanted to cover that we haven't touched on? We're just last second.
There's a lot of things. Of course, baseball season, but you still got basketball. I really was disappointed with the way the boys played at Middle Tennessee the other night. But that bunch got beat by 2 points yesterday.
By Memphis,
and
could have beat
too bad. And I hope the girls can do, but I cannot see them beating Louisville. We just don't have the height and the speed with height.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the boys, they had a good year.
They did.
But
they
in
really
that
did.
League, and they're fixing to go in the Conference USA,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be 10 times worse. But I hope we can do better, and I hope that the boys win the baseball, you know, can do a, and come back like that. But they have done good, and we got local high school that's going on. And if you can't go there, you can hear the great voice of Brian Barrett. I mean, his golden tone voice.
He really is. I mean, he's one of these people. He's like John Ward.
Yeah.
I mean, he can paint a picture while you're listening to him and make the game even better than if you were sitting there, believe it or not.
Well, I thought he had the voice like Mel Allen.
Yeah,
you know, and Red Barber. And I think they ought to do here is tell when he's going to announce so everyone can listen to him. And I've enjoyed it. Truman always will, and it's hard on old man getting up. But I enjoyed it, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, and I will have you back on again because it's special for me. I can sit here and relax and really enjoy everything. And we will see you guys Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm.